Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Something like 10 days ago, I had the privilege of visiting one of our Mount Olivet members in the hospital. Hospital visits are a hard but beautiful part of this role as pastor that we have, as we get to be invited into some of the most intimate and difficult moments of people's lives. Speaking for all of your pastors, we are so honored and grateful when you invite us in. So thank you for letting us walk with you when times are hard. Each hospital visit brings its own unique set of joys and heartbreaks. But this particular one from 10 days ago has been sticking with me ever since. See, I was visiting somebody who I've come to know as being relentlessly hopeful, even in the face of some really challenging circumstances. But after a series of setbacks, this person shared that, you know, some days are just really hard. And I said, of course they are. You have so much on your plate right now. And after a moment of silence, this person shared a story with me. They said, Pastor, you know, I was feeling kind of down the other day. But then a new nurse came in, and she introduced herself to me, and she said, Hi, my name is Mercy. Then a little later, another one came in and said, Hi, my name is Hope. Then the next day, there was one who came in whose name was Trinity. And then finally, someone introduced themselves to me as Grace. The person looked at me and said, Pastor, do you think that's God trying to help me? That just those names alone were reminders for me that God is with me. This Sunday, we're beginning a sermon series in which we are trying to think together about why we do this thing together called church. We recognize that church, this time on Sunday morning, and everything that goes along with it, is no longer a given for most of us in the way that it might have been for our parents and our grandparents. There has been an explosion of choice in what we're able to do with our discretionary time. And for most of us, we find ourselves with less and less extra time each and every week. From school to sports to working more and more hours all day long, there are just not that many hours that are left in any given week. So when you wake up on Sunday morning, you have to choose to be here. Because you could choose to be so many other places. So why church? Well, it should come as no surprise that your pastors think there are lots of reasons. Lots of good answers to that question. But historically, churches haven't spent a lot of time talking or thinking with you about your return on showing up. So over the next couple weeks, we're going to try to do just that. Make those implicit reasons for showing up explicit. This week, we want to suggest that one of the big reasons that we are a part of a church is that so we can see God. Now, maybe that feels a little obvious, but I want to suggest that there's some nuance there that we want to play with. Yes, in this beautiful space, surrounded by gorgeous music and doing all kinds of churchy things like praying and singing and listening to the Bible and sermons, it would seem that if there is going to be any place that we would encounter God, It would be here, at church, in the sanctuary. But if we stop there, or if we think that God is only here, then we're missing the point. We come to this place, we see all of these people, we hear these stories and sing these songs to saturate ourselves in an alternative reality, an alternative narrative, a holy story that enables us to see the world around us with a different lens. We soak in God's story of life and love and renewal so that we can see it playing out in the world, in front of us, each and every day. Look, I'm just as susceptible to doom scrolling as anybody. I sit on my phone and I read the news and I see story after story on social media that just hurts my heart. It makes me feel like each and every day is worse than the one before it. And after a while, sitting in those stories can make you feel a little numb. But it's why I love and need to be here with all of you. It's why week after week I need to come and hear the story of a God who loves me so much that he would choose to get close to me, to pursue me, to become just like me and experience all the joy and pain of this life so that I would never, never be alone. Week after week, I need to hear about a God who shares our humanity, who shares our life and our death so that we might always have a share in God's life. Week after week, I need to hear about a God and experience a God who creates hope out of despair, newness from nothingness, and life out of death. So that maybe for a couple days, I might catch glimpses of that playing out in the world. I'm here because Jesus is out there. And by being here, I can maybe for just a little bit longer each week see what he's up to in the world. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of them is love." Right now, we don't get the full picture. We see a world that is filled with pain and suffering. There is deep hurt in your lives and in this world. There is no denying it. But there is a love and a life that pierces the darkness. There are people through whom God is at work, showing up for others when they need it most. God is with us. Did God make it so that those four nurses with biblical and theological names were employed at the same hospital just so our member would encounter them when he needed them most? I don't know. But was God at work in and through these four women, providing comfort and care and compassion and some of this person's most challenging times? Yeah, you bet. Wherever there is hope and healing and light, God is there. Wherever you share it, wherever you see it, God is there. By immersing ourselves in that promise and that story week after week, becomes just that much easier to see. God is alive and at work. And together as Christ's church, we are given eyes to see it. So look around this week. Notice what you notice. And we'll see you here back next week. Same time, same channel. Amen.